The Big Ten Conference Wrestling Tournament is happening this weekend in Illinois. No doubt a lot of the conversation in Champaign-Urbana will be the proposal to drop wrestling from the 2020 Summer Olympic Games. That would make 2016 the last go-round for this ancient sport, and potentially as many as four wrestlers from Wisconsin. Ben Provisor of Stevens Point, Ben Askern of Heartland, Alyssa Lampe of Tomahawk, and Jesse Thielke of Germantown, who says he's had his sights set on reaching the Olympics since he was 7 years old.
Bring those hips. Drive those feet. Good.
We caught up with Jesse Thielke at a recent practice with his Wisconsin Badgers teammates in Madison.
I was just completely shocked. I couldn't believe they didn't think that wrestling, the most core sport that the Olympics is built around, is not a core sport anymore.
It would be like cutting track and field, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think the IOC might just be floating a trial balloon out there, that maybe they're not serious about cutting wrestling, but they might want to see what the reaction would be if they suggested it?
Oh, no, they're serious, because it's not a spectator sport. It doesn't draw in the money, the numbers, the TV coverage. And when you look on some of their articles and their reports, that's, you know, a lot of things that they look at. And I don't think it's right.
The Olympic announcement sent shockwaves through the wrestling world. Imagine if football decided to cancel the Super Bowl. In Wisconsin, it's a blow to a tradition that's produced several Olympic greats, most famously brothers Ben and John Peterson in the 1970s. Tom McGarvey reports on the sport for his website, WisconsinWrestling.com.
Wisconsin amateur wrestling is one of the best states in the country. There's Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. New York and New Jersey are very good also, but Wisconsin turns out excellent wrestlers every year at the kids level and the high school level and the collegiate level. We've had really good representation.
So what do you think this may mean for amateur wrestling in Wisconsin?
Collegiate wrestling has dropped from over 200 programs. Division I now only has about 77 programs. I would venture that perhaps if it's not an Olympic sport anymore, that they may not see it as a sport to have at some colleges. I don't know how much that impacts their decision to have a sport or not.
Let's go! Leg attacks right now.
It seems like the Olympics wants to change a little bit, wants to get more telegenic, more modern. They seem to kind of maybe even want to get a little more X Games than the tradition. How do you feel about that?
Sadly, I agree with you. I think they want to go more X Games and more money-making and more audience-pleasing than what should necessarily, you know, value-wise be in the games and what is thought of and respected as the core Olympic sports.
What can be done between now and the time when the IOC makes its final decision?
And there's a lot of petitions floating around. I just think right now, it's so soon after, we just need to get information out there, get people involved, get people knowledgeable on the subject, because, you know, even people I've talked to that don't know about wrestling, they're like, wait, why? Wrestling's not part of the Olympics? That doesn't make sense. Well, if any normal person on the street can tell you that, imagine how we feel and those organizations feel. So I think we're going to put up a very strong and diligent fight.
There is a sliver of hope the Olympic Committee could reverse its decision in May when it finalizes its list of sports for 2020. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.